Salut, tout le monde! Welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Today, I'm going to continue with the review of Fluent Forever by Gabriel Winer. Our focus today is on Chapter 3, where he shared how we can learn the sound system of your target language. According to Gabriel, it is better you learn how to internalize good pronunciation habits as you begin your language learning journey. Now, there are three ways to do this. Number one, train your ears. Number two, train your mouth. Number three, train your eyes. And let's start with the first one, train your ears. Now, your brain is hardwired to ignore the differences between foreign sounds. To rewire it, listen to minimal pairs in your target language, that is, similar sounding words like niece and knees, and test yourself until your brain adapts to hear this new sound. By practicing in this way, you will be better equipped to recognize words when they are spoken, and you will have an easier time memorizing them on your own. Number two, train your mouth. According to Gabriel, singers learn pronunciation first, and they learn to parrot words accurately before they have any idea what they mean, so that they can get onto a stage without embarrassing themselves. He recommends that we also do the same as language learners. Remember, you only need three pieces of information to make any sound. You need to know what to do with your tongue, with your lips, and your vocal cords. I suggest that you get this book so that you can check out the IPA decoder chart in the book. IPA is International Phonetic Alphabet. Now, this will help for mouth instructions. Also, you can check out Gabriel's YouTube videos to help you get the pronunciation information you need. Visit fluentforever.com/chapter 3. The last way to inculcate good pronunciation habits is to train your eyes. So now you know how to train your ears to hear new sounds, and you know how to train your mouth to produce them. But how do you know which sounds to produce? You have to connect the writing system of your language to your mouth and your ears. Languages are different, and every language shows a different degree of correspondence between its spelling and pronunciation. That means every language contains a pattern of connections between its spelling and its sounds. If you can internalize that pattern and make it automatic, you will save yourself a great deal of work. The easiest way to internalize this pattern is to use spaced repetition systems. Create flashcards to memorize every spelling pattern you need. Now, in the back of Gabriel's book, you will find a gallery. There, you will learn how to make pronunciation flashcards. He also recommended a couple of free and paid resources that will help you learn the sound system of your target language. It doesn't necessarily take much time to learn the sound system of a language. All you need to do is use minimal pair tests to train your ears, use International Phonetic Alphabet for mouth instructions, and lastly, use spaced repetition systems to get it all into your head. That's it for today. I hope you learned something new. Remember, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend. Adios!